أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, as we continue in these thoughts and to understand better the teachings of the Prophet and his noble family, we want to focus on a tradition that comes to us from the 8th Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha, may God's peace and blessings be upon him. And in this tradition, we want to understand that we as believers need to be always thinking and understanding and reflecting and not always following what has happened in the past on what previous generations, what previous even members of our family who have lived in the past, what they have done, and simply to tread that same path because maybe it worked for them in the past. Let us first look at the tradition from Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam and then speak about it in a bit more detail. He says the following. Imam al-Ridha, peace be upon him, once purchased a house and then ordered one of his servants or followers to leave his old house and move into this new one. And he said to him, the Imam said to this man, that your current house is too small, so leave it and move here. The man said to the Imam, but my dad built this house. Abul Hassan, meaning Imam al-Ridha, peace be upon him, replied to him, so what? If your dad was a fool, does that mean that you should be like him? Now the Imam seems to be using a very harsh tone with his companion, with this individual. But he's trying to get a point across to us that we cannot simply follow tradition or the past or even individuals and personalities just because they have some relationship to us or just because they have done something in the past. In fact, the Quran repeatedly condemns those who worship idols and give the excuse simply that their forefathers did the same. Islam categorically rejects the following of traditions that came in the past which are not noble or holy traditions, meaning that just because something was done, that doesn't mean that the upcoming generations need to follow it. Times change, places change, and obviously we need to move with the times and understand the world that we're living in according to the time that we're in. And this can go for many aspects, whether it be within our personal life, our societal life, or even in our religious communities, that just because an executive committee ran and did things in a certain way and held programs in a certain way and organized programs in a certain fashion, if a new committee comes into being, that doesn't mean that they are now obligated, nor should they feel compelled to follow the ways of their predecessors. Yes, if the predecessors did good things, all by all means, let's continue in that. But if they see that that was for their own era, their own time, their own community requirements, then we should not be scared or intimidated to follow in those traditions just because the people of the past did something. We need to be forward thinking and to realize that for every time and place that things will change, that the circumstances will change, and that we need to do what is best for our particular era. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.